Well, it was successful in the past, and more people wanted to join up, but there's no room. But the Red Seal Apprenticeship Program in Carpentry will be offered again. It was run in conjunction with the Carcross Tiny House Project, if you recall. Instructor Richard Dickinson is now gauging interest for another course, aiming for next month, and I've reached him in Courtney on Vancouver Island. How's it going, Richard?
Very well, thank you, Leonard. Yourself?
Good. So remind us of what your course is.
Well, my course is a carpentry refresher course for working carpenters that want to challenge the Industrial Training Authority Interprovincial Red Seal Exam. So they can work anywhere in Canada and in the Yukon. They will now be able to sign off on their apprentices.
Now, you've done this course here before, and you're basically training people in the communities, right?
Yes, I'll be working closely with Jeff Sloychuk, the union Carpenters Union rep for 2499, and the course will be held at the Carpenters Hall in Strickland Street in Whitehorse.
And are there still a lot of carpenters out there who do not have Red Seal tickets but have years of experience?
Yeah, I think that I think Jeff got somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 plus calls when Jeff and I ran the course last spring. So I've put together another course to deal with that overflow. There was a tremendous interest in the course, but of course I could only take 15 guys.
Uh-huh.
So we're hoping to deal with the other fellows that want to get on board and get their Red Seals this time and maybe again in the future, in the new year.
Now, what's so great about having this Red Seal ticket?
Well, particularly for the Yukon, it allows you to sign off on hours for your apprentices, which everywhere else in the country you're allowed to sign off just as long as you have your certification or trade qualification. But the Yukon's a little different. So there's also a pretty immediate 10 to 15% jump in pay. And if you want to move up into management, construction management, if you want to be a foreman or you want to be a superintendent, then you're going to need the Red Seal to get that done.
Now, so what are you offering in terms of a course?
Well, actually, this time I kept in touch with all my students from last time, and based on their feedback, I've kind of modified the course. I've innovated a little bit here, and what I've done is I've streamlined it for the candidates, and now when guys register for the course, which they can do online through my website at www.integratedcarpentrytutorials.com, once they register, then I can send them a CD with their resource materials so they can get started on their prep right away before the course starts. And I'm finding that when guys have a bit of lead time with material, they're much more relaxed and focused when they actually get to the class. And it's not so much of a strain on them. They can settle down pretty quickly and start learning exactly what they need to know to challenge the exam. So it's also allowed me to, with that prep lead time, it's allowed me to condense a course into 3 weekends rather than 6, which is proving much more convenient to working carpenters.
I guess that was one of the hurdles for a lot of these people who've been doing carpentry for sometimes decades, is
yes.
All that written stuff, right?
Well, the written stuff, I tended to overcompensate with that first gang, and I kind of tortured them a little bit. I just wanted to make sure that they were so prepared for the course, but I've streamlined it now, and it's much more condensed and focused on exactly what they're going to need to know to pass the test.
Mm-hmm. And since it's on the weekends, that means people can come in from the communities, I guess, to take advantage.
I'm hoping so, yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping so. All the information is on my website under there's a Yukon label or a Yukon window on my website, and there's a full explanation there that guys can go and see. But I've tried out this condensed model down here, down south, and I'm finding that the success rate of my students has remained consistent at 90%+. So it seems to be working, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Okay, well, great. Well, we'll get the word out, and hopefully people will go to your integratedcarpentrytutorials.com to check out what's offered and how to sign up?
Yeah, and Leonard, if they don't have access to the internet, they can always call me at 250-331-1117 or get a hold of Jeff Slojcik at the Carpenters Union Local 2499 in Whitehorse, and he can direct them as well.
Yeah, wonderful. Is there a deadline for sign up?
No, there's no deadline. As soon as I get, I'm working closely with Vernon Beebe of Yukon Advanced Ed to schedule a group exam for as soon as the guys finish the course. If they finish on a Sunday, then I'd like them to take maybe the Monday off and relax and just take it easy. And then I'd like them to write on the Tuesday. And I'm just finding that way. If they take the course, finish the course, have one day off, and then write the exam, they're primed, they're pumped, boom, they're successful. So I'm waiting for the course to fill up. I think there's another 10 spots left now. And once the course fills up, then we'll schedule the date so that so they can give UConn Advanced Ed a heads up to make sure that everything runs seamlessly. As soon as the course is complete, they can write the exam.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to me today, Richard.
Thank you, Leonard. Appreciate it.